You're listening to Vatican Radio. The Joy of the Gospel is the title Pope Francis has chosen for this first major document of his pontificate, putting down in print the joyous spirit of encounter with Christ that characterises every public appearance he has made so far. The man who has constantly kept the media's attention with his desire to embrace and share his faith with everyone he meets now urges us to do exactly the same, to rediscover the original freshness of the Gospel, as he puts it, through a thorough renewal of the Church's structures and vision, including what he calls a conversion of the papacy to make it better able to serve the mission of evangelization in the modern world. The Church, he says, should not be afraid to re-examine customs not directly connected to the heart of the Gospel, even if they may have deep historical roots. In strikingly direct and personal language, the Pope appeals to all Christians to bring about a revolution of tenderness by opening their hearts each day to God's unfailing love and forgiveness. The great danger in today's consumer society, he says, is the desolation and anguish that comes from a covetous heart, the feverish pursuit of frivolous pleasures, and a blunted conscience. Whenever our interior life becomes caught up in its own interests, he warns, there is no longer room for others, no place for the poor. As we open our hearts, the Pope goes on, so the doors of our churches must always be open and the sacraments available to all. The Eucharist, he says pointedly, is not a prize for the perfect, but a powerful medicine and nourishment for the weak. And he repeats his ideal of a church that is bruised, hurting and dirty because it has been out on the streets, rather than a church caught up in a slavish preoccupation with liturgy and doctrine, procedure and prestige. God save us, he exclaims, from a worldly church with superficial, spiritual and pastoral trappings. Urging a greater role for the laity, the Pope warns of excessive clericalism and calls for a more incisive female presence in the Church, especially where important decisions are made. Looking beyond the Church, Pope Francis denounces the current economic system as unjust at its root, based on a tyranny of the marketplace in which financial speculation, widespread corruption and tax evasion reign supreme. He also denounces attacks on religious freedom and new persecutions directed against Christians, noting that secularization has eroded ethical values, producing a sense of disorientation and superficiality. The Pope highlights the importance of marriage and state family relationships. Returning to his vision of a church that is poor and for the poor, the Pope urges us to pay particular attention to those on the margins of society, including the homeless, the addicted, refugees, indigenous peoples, the elderly, migrants, victims of trafficking and unborn children. While it is not progressive to try to resolve problems by eliminating a human life, he says, it's also true that we've done little to adequately accompany women in very difficult situations where abortion appears as a quick solution to their profound anguish. Finally, the new papal document also focuses on the themes of promoting peace, justice and fraternity through patient and respectful dialogue with people of all faiths and none. Better relations with other Christians, with Jews and with Muslims are all seen as indispensable ways of promoting peace and combating fundamentalism. While urging Christians to avoid hateful generalizations about Islam, the Pope also calls humbly on Islamic countries to guarantee full freedom of religion to Christians. The full text of the new apostolic exhortation, The Joy of the Gospel, can be found on the Vatican website. I'm Philippa Hitchin.